Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to everyone throughout this world and on this earth. I thank you so much for listening this morning, 9 a.m. Central Time, to the Black Box Show. I thank you for your first or second time to tune in, especially with this topic on this beautiful and prosperous date, the power of a made-up mind, the power of a made-up mind. Forgive me for my voice. My voice been like this since yesterday. Forgive me, especially with this weather here in Minnesota. Forgive me for the dragging of my voice. But the truth must be told, and the truth must be shared. So for those that is in the valley of decision, wondering which way to go and how to go by going the way that is the right way for you to experience true peace and true happiness and true adventure right now. Well, with this topic, the power of a made-up mind. How many times we wanted something so bad that our mind was so in tune into what we wanted that we didn't allow nothing and no one to interfere what we truly wanted for us and for someone else. Look at the energy that we released at that very moment. Look at the creative mind that we was using. Look at the creative actions that we was producing to make it real to us, turning thoughts into things. Look at how easy it was, and it felt good to accomplish that goal. It felt good to see what we was thriving to work and to bring it into existence. It didn't take a long time. But also look at the things that's been getting the best of us for a long time. And we become afraid. And we ask the question, how can I do this? and we look for others to give us their opinion about what we should do. Look at how many of us that deals with obesity that's experiencing right now negative health. Why is it that the things that really have no value to them is easy for us to make it real with a made up mind? And the things that are valuable for us, we have less excitement, and we become lost figuring out what to do. You know what it is? It's the thought pattern. It's the paradigm. We have the spirit at that moment. We have a strong or burning desire at that moment. And it's like the wind blowing hard on candles, the fire goes out. Instead of us putting something around the candles that no matter how hard the wind blow, the candles will still be lit. And light will still exist. And I want us to know that when we begin to demand of ourselves that we're not going to just focus on what is easy for us to accomplish, we're going to stop running and face head on the things that make us afraid to accomplish, to achieve, and to overcome, because we only attract what we are in harmony with. As a man thinketh, so is he. As many people before us went through the same things in life. A lot of them had the opportunity to be victorious, to be the champion, to be successful, to be prosperous, to have good health and wealth, thoughts that defeated them within the mind, to tell them that you're not worthy of that. And you always have to go through what you're going through. That's just a part of life. I'm here to tell you, that's a lie. You do not have to go on for the rest of your life with the illness that you have and the disease that you have. You do not have to go through life feeling like a loser When the opportunity comes to you, you reject it because you feel as though it's not for you. You do not have to continue to go through life being a spectator. You can be a creator right now. You can create whatever you want. There's no such thing. It's too late. It's too late for me to go back to school. It's too late for me to be an inventor. It's too late for me to be rich. It's too late for me to be wealthy. It's too late for me to have good health. It's too late for me to move out and get my own home. It's too late for me to be a visionary. It's never too late, people. Because without a vision, the people will perish. People are perishing right now because they are not consciously aware of who and what they are. They do not understand what it is to have a vision. When they have visions every moment, every day and every night, and they are not consciously aware that they are creating their own episode, their own series, their own play, their own movie inside of their minds. They're not even aware that the movies that they look at, the stories that they see, it came from people that understood what was a vision. And once they became aware of what is a vision, they became visionary. They became visionaries. It's no excuse. It doesn't matter about your color, your creed, your class, your religious beliefs, your lifestyle, your age. How can you expect to have what you say you have a dream in having when you're not turning that dream into reality? It's only a dream. It's time to start living and stop existing. Stop listening to the committee, to the staff in your mind. Stop listening to the negative chattering in your mind that's hurting you, that's confusing you, and abusing you, and stopping you from showing greatness. A lot of people that are educated, that went to school for 4 or more years, they go through being confined, being a spectator and not a creator. They work feverishly to get themselves out of debt. It felt good when the application went through. That approval that you can go to school and it's paid for. It feels good. That's just like doing somebody wrong. Thinking that I got away. Nobody seen me. So it's all good. And all of a sudden, we've been notified. And we've been exposed of doing a person wrong that was innocent. And we're not even aware that what goes around comes around. If you do somebody wrong, it will come back to you because of your frequency and what is vibrating in you. And it may not be the person whom you did wrong, that may get you back. It may be someone else. That's what we call karma. It's like a boomerang effect. Once you throw the boomerang and you can turn your back, it will hit you in the back of the head or in the back of the back. That's why we must be careful of the environment that we live in, the environment where we associate with others that have a poor mentality, that make excuses the reason why they can't and they ain't. It can be someone whom you love. You have to get away from those type of people, because if you feel that you're doing them wrong by excusing yourself from that environment, then you will be just like them. It's just like seeing someone whom we love, whom we care about, and whom we haven't seen in a long time, and we see them hanging around the liquor store, and we go and we show them love, and we show them that we miss them. And after that, every opportunity we have, we go around them being around the liquor store. And you know what will happen? We will become just like them. Because of what we have entertained in the mind about them. Oh, I miss them. And I want to show love to them. I want to show them that I care about them. Now, how do you show them that you love them? How do you show them that you care about them? You become creative to get them away from hanging around and drinking and no longer feeling sorry for themselves. Because if you're working and being productive, your energy must weigh more than their energy. It takes so much to be negative. And that's why we have to be careful of the people that we bring into our lives. And we have to declare for ourselves, either these people's going to help me, hinder me, help me to grow further, or cause me to be stuck and deteriorate. We have to make a choice. Either we're going to win or we're going to lose. All of us have the same amount of time during the day, during the night. We have the same amount of time. Why is it that most of the people on the planet is continuing just to do enough to get by? Want to continue to find favor working for someone else and not themselves? Want to continue to do the same thing and get the same results? Why feel? Why feel the way you feel? And you blame other people because you're in the condition that you're in. Especially blaming the Creator. When the Creator gave us a part of Him that lives in us in the physical body, why play the blame game and point the finger and blaming other people? Because we're not where we think we should be. Why add pressure on yourself? Why abuse yourself? Why become your own slave master, whipping yourself, decrediting yourself? And that's why you must know who you are. And once you discover who you are, it doesn't matter where you was in the past. It doesn't matter what you did in the past. And I must tell you how you discover who you are. You discover who you are by seeing where your race began, and what type of race that you came out of. Then from that, once you discover the history of your race and the history of your culture, then discover who is God. This is something for you to study and search for the answer. And once you have been aware consciously about yourself and about the maker and creator, the supreme being, the infinite intelligence, then you can begin to make some progress in your life. Do not wait on somebody to give you the answer. If you do not have the books where you live, you can go to the library. If you have the internet, you can start researching this morning. You can start searching this morning. And you can see also what type of mother and father that you had. Because a lot of these killings, a lot of these crimes, a lot of these negative things that's existing and happening outside the physical body, it comes from the mind of men. And have a genetic disease and a disease from the environment they are accustomed to. And you can see why you make the same mistake. And you can see why you commit the errors over and over again. Is something that took place from the time that you was in the womb of your mother. The things that she did, the things that your father did and others did outside of that womb that fed you. I thank you for tuning in and forgive me again for my voice. Continue to tune in Saturday, God willing, at 9 a.m. Central Time. And if you choose and if you want to have Roosevelt Muhammad to come to where you are, your city, your state, your country, you can give a call at 612-978-4048. Have a blessed and prosperous life. Thank you.